It's 544 on 90.1 WABE. Good to have you with us. I'm Dennis O'Hare. Today was the final deadline for the 15 remaining Atlanta educators indicted in the cheating scandal to enter negotiated pleas if they could reach deals with the prosecution. But only two of the 15 entered plea agreements this afternoon. WABE's Rose Scott spent the day at the courthouse. She's with us now. So, Rose, we had 15 defendants who still had not resolved their cases before trial. We're now down to 13. So which two pled today and to what?
Dennis, today, former Parks Middle School principal Christopher Waller pled guilty to one felony count of false statements and writings. Now, he, of course, like all the others, was charged with racketeering, but he was also charged with making false statements and false writings. Also, a former testing coordinator, Sandra Ward, she worked under Waller's leadership at Parks Middle School. She also pled guilty to a misdemeanor count of obstruction.
So they pled guilty to much smaller charges than the whole bunch that they were originally accused.
And this has been the pattern we've been seeing all along.
So now we know what they pled to, but anytime someone reaches a plea deal, he or she has to stand up and say, okay, here's what I did. Did we learn anything new today, particularly from Christopher Waller, about, because he was a principal, about what he says was going on?
I think we did, Dennis, and particularly with not only in Christopher Waller's apology, but also as the state laid out accounts that Christopher Waller gave to them. You know, when he gave his apology, he was very emotional. He admitted to his role in cheating. He admitted to pressuring teachers. He admitted to coercing teachers. But he also said, you know, this was based on what he felt was pressures from his regional director, which was Michael Pitts, and that also came from in what he believes the top, which is Dr. Hall. Now, also what's interesting is that when they gave these accounts of Christopher Waller's participation in this, there was an account where he took one of the testing coordinators out for a very long lunch so the other educators could grab the test and start changing and making changes to these test exams. He was very emotional when he talked about this.
There was no way that we could keep up with targets. The targets were unattainable, at least not by legitimate means. So we cheated to attain the targets. And then many of us, not the least, which was me, tried to cover up this conduct.
He was very emotional there, Rosa. He mentioned targets, and the targets he's talking about are, I guess, improvements in test scores, say, year to year.
You know, Parks Middle School had always been a low-performing school. It's a school in southwest Atlanta. It has a large minority student population, and many of those students are either at the poverty or below the poverty line. 90% of the students are on the free or reduced lunch program. And this is a population of students that needs to be educated. Obviously, when you look at the socioeconomic circumstances that that school is located in, and he talked about that in a sense, but it didn't matter. They talked about Dr. Hall's mantra, which was no excuses, and told principals, you have to make your targets. Now, I want to be very clear and fair. You know, there was no account today that specifically said Dr. Beverly Hall instructed or Michael Pitts instructed teachers and principals too cheap, but the implication was that by any means necessary, you need to do to achieve these targets, very high targets, set by Dr. Hall and the district.
And that's an important point. He did not get up today and say, I cheated and Dr. Hall made me cheat. He simply got up and said, I cheated and I felt pressure. But he didn't point the finger today, at least, at Dr. Hall.
Exactly. Today. Now, that trial is going to start in May, so who knows what will happen.
Well, he's going to testify for the prosecution.
Absolutely. And something else that was very interesting, you know, he talked about the fact that he tried to alert the powers that be that there were concerns about people were starting to talk about cheating. They also mentioned other schools. They mentioned that there was sort of a coordinated effort to learn cheating from another school, and that school that they mentioned was Gideon's. So as this trial goes on in May, you may see that this was a more coordinated, widespread, you know, turn of events. I don't know, but you certainly get that implication.
Got just a couple of seconds here. You mentioned the trial will start in May, But there are 13 remaining defendants. Can they still make plea deals?
We talked to the state today. They said, sure, they can make plea deals. However, you need to, you must plead to the exact charges. They will
so
not
no
be.
So no more reduced charges like
no
we saw
today. No more reduced charges. So what was in the indictment is what you're going to have to plead to.
WABE's Rose Scott, and of course she will continue to cover this. Rose, thanks so much.
Thank you, Dennis.
And one note of disclosure, WABE's broadcast license is held by the Atlanta Board of Education.